actions that have been taken on U.S. trade, Proposition 12, and the Farm Bill. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Over the past couple weeks, President Trump has taken several major actions on U.S. trade.
The president has secured an agreement in principle with the United Kingdom. The president has also working to get deals with Vietnam. I understand that's pretty far along. China and the European Union, they're trying to finalize. And if they get these finalized, they'll be made public. But progress has been made public already.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that President Trump continues to work on trade deals.
Recently, Trump has sent many letters with new tariff rates for various countries. The most important tariff rate may be the 50% tariff on Brazil. Brazil is perhaps the biggest global competitor to the United States ag industry. I'm sure you know that I've raised the issue of Brazil tariffs on U.S. ethanol for years.
Senator Grassley says that he never got very far with the Biden administration on getting those tariffs on ethanol reduced.
Brazil's unfair tariffs have allowed the country to shelter its domestic ethanol industry from competition here in the United States. Brazil is trying to take global market share away from the United States by producing artificially cheap ethanol. The Biden administration failed to take clear action to address this problem. I'm hoping the Trump administration can utilize trade negotiations with Brazil to level the playing field and increase market access for U.S. ethanol producers.
And as we look forward on the new Farm Bill, one of the big topics of discussion is making sure that there's a fix to Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3. And when Grassley was asked how confident he is that there will be a fix to these two issues in the new Farm Bill, he said,
"All I can tell you is I'm optimistic we're going to try to get it in the Farm Bill. And I think we should get it in the Farm Bill. And we can't have now, not only California, but you got movement in Massachusetts do something similar. Theoretically, you could end up with 50 different laws, and Congress has a right under the Constitution to control interstate and foreign commerce, so it's a federal issue. I'm surprised the Supreme Court hasn't intervened. One time there was something the Supreme Court said that Congress hasn't acted, so it's all right for California to act, but it's creating problems for small pork producers in Iowa. I think some of the bigger ones are going to 24 square foot farrowing crates. That's a problem, so we better, because we can't let states regulate the interstate and foreign commerce."
When asked how confident Grassley is that Congress can still make decisions in a timely manner and move the Farm Bill along, he said,
"If we can legislate as opposed to being a confirmation agency, we could legislate a lot of these areas. Tend to legislate at a crisis hour. A government's going to shut down in the case of appropriations or in the case of an increase in the national debt. But things like the five-year farm bill, things like prescription pricing bill, PBM, that I've been trying to get done, just as two examples, because those are the two I'm interested in. But you can imagine there's another 99 senators that are interested in each two things. So you probably got a couple hundred issues that people tell you right now Congress ought to work on. You got to have time to do it."
Again, hearing from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.